Good morning, friends. It's Grainne Tindall here, Numbers for Success, with another Numbers for Success podcast on all things soul. Well, friends, today is May the 1st, 2024. So happy Beltane. And hopefully yesterday's podcast, if you haven't already heard it, is down below, inspired you to maybe look at, even wherever you are in the world, maybe just to observe traditions in your country where it is considered to be the beginning of summer in the Northern Hemisphere, of course, and in the Southern Hemisphere, you're heading into the winter. So the Celtic wheel, or the wheel of life, continues to move. So this is my monthly forecast for the month that's in it. And here we are in May of 2024. So I'd suggest, if you want, maybe get a pen and paper as I'm talking here, just so you can take note of some dates that are very important, based on my research, based on intuition, and based on numerology. So, and they, we know we're in unprecedented times. April, for a lot of people, was probably one of the most, challenging, but also breakthrough times in terms of the last number of years. It really was a monumental month, and we knew it would be because astrologically and even numerology wise, it is all about, you know, radical acceptance, but also being part of a revolutionary times. So just to say thank you to each and every one of you who continue to share my podcasts around the world. And for those who have come to me to understand their soul purpose and their soul contracts, that's another very much a huge part of my work, and has been for nearly 30 years at this point, to inspire and help people to understand why they're here, what they're here to do, and in essence, who are they? So, and also our community, if you want to be part of the Numbers for Success community, all the information will be down below. So hopefully you've got your pen and paper. And I'm actually recording this on April the 30th, the day of the eve of Beltane, and also the beginning of the end of an incredible month. So April the 30th, which happens to be today, Mars, which would be the planet that rules Aries, is going back to its home sign. It's going back to Aries. So today, if you're listening to this tomorrow, you'll be able to refer back to it. It's sometimes called, that combination is sometimes called the path of the spiritual warrior. So it could be about passive aggressive behavior. So Mars bangs the drum, needs things to be heard. So again, I am recording this the day before. So just to be mindful of that, it is a time of just being mindful and kindful what you say, and how people react to you is about them. But that's just by the by, I wanted to mention that. But before I get into the full May astrological and numerological, just to say that the month of May is a number five month, and it's 5 months into an extraordinary year so far. Remembering we're in 2024, which adds to an eight. So in numerology, we take the year, eight, and we add it to the month in the calendar, which is five, and we get the number 13 in this instance. So 13 stays as 13. It adds to a four, but we keep it at 13. So the energy of May will be a 13 energy. Now, what does that mean? There are four numbers in numerology that have a karmic twist, and they are 13, 14, 16, and 19. I have done podcasts on the other numbers, so I won't go into the explanations of them. You can check it down below. But having an energetic numerology energy as 13, it is an important thing to highlight. 13 is always relating to the heart. So it's firstly the giving and receiving of love in all its forms, but karmically it can relate to the physical heart, to firstly, the physical heart within our human bodies, but also the heart of the earth. So if you look at a thing called the Schumann resonance, it calculates the energy of the earth and the heartbeat of the earth. And it's been off the scale for the last number of years, really, but certainly in the last few months since the lunar and solar eclipses and also the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, which will last for 13 to 14 years. So again, you can listen to previous podcasts to get better understanding. So when I was sitting with this and just kind of intuitively trying to get a bearing of an understanding of what May can possibly be about, because at the end of the day, friends, it's always about free will. I can meet myself and people who are masters in our field can speak of what we believe is possible, but it is only a possibility. And the 13 relating to the heart, it can be, you can see it yourselves, friends, there's a huge amount of information now coming through mainstream media even regarding heart issues in people of all ages, particularly young people. And also people are starting to question a lot of choices they have made in the past, in irrespectively of what that is. But it's a time of opening up the heart and mind to new ways of looking at things, which will correlate obviously with what we're going through astrologically. Now, 13 is also about, as you said, the heart of the earth. We are smack in the middle now of Taurus season, which is to do with the earth and all its inhabitants, the food chain, how we have respected the earth. And May is also representative of the goddess Maya, which is the mother earth. So everything is kind of connected, as we know anyway. And as we head into a new dimension, a new way of being, things are instantly and very fast, happening very fast in our lives and on the earth plane, which we'll get to now. So 13 also karmically relates to having to follow through step by step in order to succeed. So the 13 relates to the necessity to follow and abide by the rules, if you will. It can also be about structure, stability, security, and boundaries. Now, this can relate obviously in your own personal life, in friendships, relationships, work situations, family life. It can be regarding lack as well, financially, you know, interfere around financial matters, not having enough. But karmically, the lesson is to recognize that you and I and all of us here on the earth right now, this month is about being able to readdress maybe the lacks that we might experience in our lives, our fear of not having enough, and also having and maybe analysing how far you've actually come. But it can be regarding relationships as well. A lot of relationships are being put under the microscope because Venus, the goddess of love, rules Taurus. And we are in the Taurus season, the bull in the china shop. So things that have been maybe kept under wraps, both individually and collectively, are certainly being unwrapped very quickly. So just to be mindful of that, this is the path of the spiritual warrior this month. That's what I would call it. And five is always about unprecedented change. And it relates to the throat chakra, where we speak our truth, where we're heard, where we have opinions. And with the 13/4, which is the energy of the full month, 4 can be about restrictions, can do, as I said, about boundaries. So there could be more restrictiveness regarding speaking up, being heard, be it on a media platform or even in your own home life, even in your own clan. You may have a belief and a system that you follow which may not always be understood. So there may be attempted restrictions again of some sort. And we just have to look at the world stage to see all the leaders of countries resigning suddenly. It's happened in my own fair country. It happened yesterday in Scotland. And I think we're going to be seeing an awful lot more of that. Leadership has been questioned. And what has been is not what it seems. So energetically, 13 can very much be about having all of us having to really step into our power this month. And it's about making fundamental change. So May 1st, May Day, May Day is usually a call for help, isn't it? And you'd see it, you know, in movies around the First or Second World War. And so tomorrow begins, the 1st of May begins with that. And we have, you know, great celebrations because it's to do with fire in the belly, Bealtaine. It's always to do with creating new ways of being. And that's what this month will really be about. So hold on tight. This will be a roller coaster of a month, friends. I wish I could say it differently, but I can't. It's going to be fast and furious because Mercury is off its retrograde period now. Mercury, the representing communications and so forth. But it's still in a shadow period until the 13th of May. So we have Pluto and Uranus who will be very active this month. Now, they're going to be very active for the next 13 years or thereabouts. But remember, they haven't been together since 1941. And we all know what was going on in the world in 1941. We were in the very beginning of the Second World War. And so with that in mind, Pluto and Uranus are setting the stage for this game-changing, eye-opening, redefining moments of what we thought was normal being transformed. And that's the name of the game. And there's a song going through my head as I say that. Then on May the 2nd, Pluto, which is the god of the underworld and also death and rebirth in our own lives and on the world axis, will be starting its retrograde period. And it'll do that for about 5 months until October of 2024. And Aquarius is all about innovation, revolution, revelations, and Pluto is about bringing us an awareness to the fact that it's going into retrograde. It's kind of like pressing a pause button and on the external crazy making outside, and it is a time for deep reflection about how society, technology, all of the big picture and how we fit into it really. And to ask yourself in this reflective period while the world is changing rapidly, how are you contributing to this world right now in a meaningful way? And I think that's really important. Aquarius is humanitarianism. And Pluto is looking to the deep, dark recesses of what works and what doesn't. So with those two power players in hand, you know, there could be really sudden jolting thoughts and realizations which could happen for all of us, because this is a radical overhaul. And Pluto will be going into retrograde, as we said, but it will meet Capricorn briefly on September the 1st, my birthday, and until about November the 18th. And that gives us one last shot between September the 1st to November 18th to really tie up the loose ends of what has not worked and what does work. So it's going to be an interesting time, but it's slowly gone in. It's in retrograde right now. So just ask yourself, how do you contribute? So the next big date then for me anyway is a numerologist is 5-5. That's a portal day, the 5th of May. So 5-5 is very much about really radical change and transformation. There could be shocks. It could be physical shocks on the world, Gaia, Maya, all to do with the underbelly, the heartbeat, 13/4 of the earth. So just be aware of that. So 5-5, but it is that's a day, as we have every month, depending on the month and the day, 4-4, 3-3, 2-2, when we have a chance to once again reinvent. We all have free will, friends, all have free will. The 7th of May, we have a new moon in the sign of Taurus, and we have an awful lot of planets in Taurus and Aries this month. So really, it's, if you think of it, the bull is a headstrong bull, and then we have a headstrong ram as well. So they're both fighting for seeing who is the leader, who is the best. So it'll be an interesting, a lot of curveballs, shall we say. And that's certainly there'll be a lot of planets in around the time of the new moon, and new moon is a time of, you know, reinvention and so forth. Then May the 13th, we have Mercury coming off retrograde, which is always very pleasant for a lot of us. And Mercury then moves into Taurus. And May 13th, the Sun will be aligning with Uranus and Taurus. Now that's a big day, friends, the 13th of May. 13 again, representing the month energetically. So that's where there could be a lot of curveballs. I would say expect the unexpected. And that's regarding money, finances, your own personal values, what you're seeing on the world. Is it really resonating and aligning with your heart? So it's a cosmic push. And the old ways are not working. So it's breaking out of your comfort zone. And it really is expecting the unexpected. It's a very innovative day. And again, all to do with the heart. So you might see the Schumann resonance very much off its scale, which causes the cosmic flares cause the effects. So you might experience or see or hear about something which may surprise you, shall we say. All right. So that's a very important date. And Mercury off retrograde means that truths really will be revealed. So then the next date would be probably the 18th of May. And I'll be talking about these individually each month anyway, each week, I should say. Now, that's sometimes called the Day of Miracles, friends. So put that as a big highlight in your diary. The Day of Miracles. And that's when the Sun aligns with Jupiter. And Jupiter in Taurus. And it's all about growth and expansion. And it's said that it's a day that what any big dreams, aspirations, situations you have been working upon, goals, relationships can be expanded that day. So expect a miracle on the 18th of May. It could be a health issue. Again, the power is within you. Get support as well. Very important. May 20th, we have the Sun entering Gemini. So we're coming into Gemini season, the time of the trickster. And Gemini is always associated with communication, with the voice, technology, of course. And Gemini, I'm a Gemini moon. We think very fast and we can talk very fast, but it is about communication. So you might be hearing a lot of stuff that doesn't resonate with your soul, or it does. So again, be discerning. That's May the 20th. May the 23rd, we have a full moon in the sign of Sagittarius. And this will be, Sagittarius to me is always very much related as well to legal situations, legal matters, justice. And we're seeing a lot of that happening at the moment. And so May 23rd, this full moon is a cosmic spotlight. And it spotlights things that have been dormant, shadow. And I feel there'll be a lot more legal matters regarding the medical world. So watch this space. May 25th, Jupiter goes into the sign of Gemini. And this is a magic time. Again, it can be about communication, speaking up, being heard. Again, it could be the internet. It could be new AI attempts, shall we say, to bring that more into the public eye than we could ever imagine. And it's seismic, really, revolutionary ideas. And the last time Jupiter was with Gemini was back in June 2012 to June 2013. So ask yourself what was going on. It's only for a year. What was going on in your life? Because Jupiter went into Taurus in May of 2023. So again, it's now moving into Gemini. It does every year. So, and then May 30th, we have Mercury with Uranus and Taurus. And that could be, again, seismic revolutionary ideas, things we're witnessing on the world stage. So all in all, friends, May is going to be fast and furious. It's going to be massive change. Make sure you still have time to reflect, being mindful and kindful. And I would say there will be more sudden surprises and shocks, physically, emotionally, mentally and spiritually. But make sure to keep yourself earthed. This is an earth time. Go out to nature. Go back to the basics. I know I keep saying this, but it's so important that we go back to what the ancient ones, the ones who have gone before us, would have practiced. So walk, run, be mindful of nature. See how nature is. I mean, I'm recording this on the 30th of April and it's very, very grey and it's very wet. But I know it's part of connecting into the next season that we're coming into, which hopefully will be a summer. And irrespective of that, we have to find it within ourselves in order to grow and learn and evolve. And as I always say, we are all here for a reason, a season, and hopefully a lifetime. And if I can help you with understanding your soul contract, your soul purpose, or if you wish to just contact me to ask me anything, feel free to on my Instagram pages, Numbers for Success, or my website or my email. Mind yourselves. Remember, everybody's got a hungry heart. So feed your heart with love and kindness. And so it is. Happy Beautiful.